This is New England Public Media. Fully vaccinated? The CDC says in most cases you probably don't have to wear a mask. That is, unless you're in Massachusetts, where the mandate is still in place. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts, as we do most Mondays. We've got Matt Murphy from the State House News Service on the line. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
Last week, after the CDC announced that fully vaccinated folks could stop wearing masks outdoors or indoors in many cases, Governor Charlie Baker tweeted that it was great news. But Massachusetts so far has kept the mask mandate in place, and some epidemiologists are urging caution. The governor said to expect an update early this week. What are you hearing?
Yeah, we're still awaiting the governor's schedule. He was in Washington, D.C. last week, the end of the week when the CDC dropped the mask mandate. We saw a number of states, including states in New England, move very quickly to adopt the CDC guidance and protocols, eliminating their own mask mandates, states like Connecticut, Rhode Island, Maine. But the governor taking a little more time with this, as did states like New York. He did say that early this week he would be updating the state's guidance. What we don't know is if he will go the full step and follow the full CDC guidelines. Will he go further and also adjust the state's reopening schedule, pushing ahead some of these dates set for later in May and the full reopening set for August 1? Or will he take a more incremental approach, even though there are three quarters of adults in Massachusetts fully vaccinated? There still is not a vaccine for children. The question remains whether or not the governor wants to see more people vaccinated before he fully loosens the restrictions throughout the economy and on gatherings and masks.
The pandemic opened up the ability for folks to vote by a means other than being in person in Massachusetts. Now, many states have enacted new restrictions, making it even harder for residents to vote. The state's Elections Law Committee will meet this week. Do you get a sense as to what Massachusetts might keep or lose?
Yeah, Massachusetts may be a bit unique here, not looking at putting restrictions in place, actually looking to expand voter options. But one thing we know is that Speaker Mariano and Senate President Karen Spilka have said they want to look for ways to make voting by mail, which was successfully deployed in Massachusetts during the pandemic, a permanent feature of elections in Massachusetts. How much more they want to layer on top of that, the committee will be hearing testimony this week. Some want to see the legislature act sooner rather than later. An extension of vote by mail was put in place early this year to cover spring municipal elections, but that expires in June. What happens in the fall and then moving forward into the 2022 elections remains to be seen and would be governed by potentially a permanent law that could include vote by mail. But the committee will also be looking at things like same-day voter registration, more early voting opportunities, and other changes like that to make sure cities and towns have the resources to implement these expanded voting options.
And finally, last Friday, House and Senate lawmakers announced they have agreed on a consensus bill that funds the construction of a new Holyoke Soldiers Home. What is known about the agreement, and when do we expect final action on this bill?
Yeah, this agreement looks an awful lot like the bill that passed the Senate. It has the financing, the $400 million to build the new Soldiers Home in Holyoke. But it also has the additional $200 million in financing bond authorization to explore other veterans care facilities or services that may be needed in other parts of the state. And we expect that the House will take this up potentially as soon as Tuesday, and that this will reach the governor's desk before the end of the week.
Matt Murphy is a reporter at the State House News Service in Boston. Matt, as always, thank you.
Thank you.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from New England Public Media at our website. That's nepm.org/podcast hub. This is New England Public Media.